I'm Brett Grego. I'm the Director of Engineering here at Knowledge Lake.
And I'm Steve Curran. I'm the team lead of the imaging server team for SharePoint here at Knowledge Lake.
So guys, in a nutshell, what does Knowledge Lake do? What products are you producing for the market?
Knowledge Lake is an ECM company developing solutions based on Microsoft SharePoint. We develop a capture-based solution for releasing documents directly to SharePoint, as well as a number of other client applications. Knowledge Lake Connect for doing ad hoc scanning and uploading of documents to SharePoint. And also, we produce a Knowledge Lake Capture Server product that does out-of-band processing for doing production-level document imaging and document conversion prior to releasing to SharePoint.
So besides SharePoint, then, what technologies are core to the Knowledge Lake products?
Well, in our imaging server product, we enhance SharePoint 2010 features. We're using Visual Studio 2010. We're using Silverlight 4. And we've really benefited from Visual Studio 2010 from its solution deployment integration with SharePoint. It's made it easy on the team to build separate deployments and be able to debug and code against those deployments, retract, and deploy them as we make changes. It's been very easy to separate coding tasks out using the SharePoint integration, and we've been also able to leverage Silverlight 4 within web parts and site templates. We've really appreciated the fact that Silverlight 4 is giving us a better ability to create richer applications within SharePoint. It's helped us give that look and feel of the right-click menus and groupings and just adding much more functionality to SharePoint 2010. We also have the ability to integrate with the new features, ECM features in SharePoint, which include the content organizer, in-place records management, and we've also are leveraging document sets. And we're trying to take advantage of all those. And with Visual Studio 2010, it's made it a lot easier for us.
So if we focus a little bit more on SharePoint 2010, your existing product set, a lot of it was built on top of SharePoint 2007. Besides some of the features you already talked about, what are some other ones that you found appreciated enhancements or really a step up and improvement, especially as developers, whether it's an enhancement that made it easier to produce a really good, compelling product that Knowledge Lake built on top of SharePoint, or whether it's just something that really enhanced your lives as a development organization in terms of trying to get a product out the door?
One of the newest features of SharePoint 2010 that's really great, that's greatly benefited us, is the addition of service applications. Service applications really allow us to offload the processing off to middle-tier components and really alleviate some of that that workload that's placed upon the front-end web servers. So that's been a huge addition to SharePoint 2010 and providing us with the ability to do things in a more efficient way.
Yeah, I'd like to add to that on the service application framework that comes out with SharePoint 2010. It's enabled us, before in our previous products in 2007, you had to go and configure our product on every web front end. Now with the service application, we have a central place where you can do configuration, basically in central administration. It's really helped us isolate privileges that you had to give an application pool account. Before, we used to have to give a lot of privileges out unnecessarily in certain circumstances to get certain things to run. Now with the service applications, it makes sure that your application pool accounts only get certain rights that it needs. So it keeps the security requirements down to a minimum.
And if we start thinking about Silverlight, so some of the work you've done up to this point had been on Silverlight 3, and now you've stepped into Silverlight 4 with its recent release. What were some of the features in Silverlight 4 that you found to be important or compelling, or just really helped step up the user experience of some of the Knowledge Lake applications that you're integrating into SharePoint? That just really was an improvement overall.
Silverlight platform is really great, and it's been evolving very, very rapidly. And with Silverlight 4, a couple of the new features that we've taken advantage of our, you know, obviously implicit styles is very important, and that adds to our ability to style applications more easily. And printing is actually greatly improved, which allowed us to have a much better web-based printing experience within Silverlight. I think it could still be improved much more. I think it's lacking in some ways, but overall, printing has greatly been improved from the non-existent experience that was there before.
I'd have to agree. Silverlight 4 has been a vast improvement from Silverlight 2 that we used in earlier versions of some of the software we've developed here. You know, the right-click, the mouse right-click handling has been good. There seems to be better integration with web services. It seems to be a lot faster in a lot of cases when making remote calls. We're able to easily integrate the Silverlight client object model that comes with SharePoint 2010 now with Silverlight 4. We have no problems. And hopefully, we're hoping to be able to step into Silverlight DLLs through a more standard way of testing, using unit testing.
Some other things about Silverlight 4 is a lot of the tooling in Visual Studio has been enhanced. So you're getting full IntelliSense within XAML. The ability to do the debugger keeps track of errors much more responsibly than it did before. So it's a little bit easier to debug Silverlight-based solutions.
So in terms of integration, previously with SharePoint 2007, it was possible to host a Silverlight web part within SharePoint, but that wasn't seamlessly provided out of the box as part of the experience. How has that improved for you all as now making decisions to develop certain parts of user experience in Silverlight and have that integrated into SharePoint 2010? Can you talk to that piece?
Like Steve said earlier, the SharePoint client object model for Silverlight has greatly improved our ability to interact with SharePoint from Silverlight without having to write a lot of our own custom service infrastructure for doing that communication.
And there are standard places to put your Zaps within SharePoint. It's easy to deploy through the solution deployment mechanisms that they have in Visual Studio 2010. It's like any other application. The ability to have the SharePoint Silverlight web part that comes straight out of the box and hosts a Silverlight application, and then it's very easy. And we also did our own site definition that hosts a Silverlight application. Very straightforward. It's just like coding any other type of application.
Well, guys, thank you very much. I appreciate the time talking with me and look forward to the next conversation.
Thank you very much.